Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Donald Trump is blasting the election system, saying it's complicating his path to the Republican nomination. Trump told a crowd of thousands of supporters in Rochester, New York today that it's not fair that he may not be the nominee when he leads rival Ted Cruz by millions of votes.
When I look at it and I see all these victories that I have, all these victories that he's got, and then you look at the establishment, and I want to tell you, it's a corrupt deal going on in this country, and it's not good.
Cruz did pick up 34 more delegates in Colorado, but Trump has won more states than any of his Republican rivals. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders rallied hundreds of supporters at Coney Island today, telling them he's listening to them, instead of, quote, hustling money from billionaires on Wall Street. And he says there is an income gap in America that needs to be fixed.
We are seeing people work not one job, but two jobs or three jobs just to bring in enough income and enough health care to take care of the family. In America, we can do better than that.
New York State holds its primaries for both parties April 19th. Syria's prime minister is quoted as saying his country and Russia are preparing an offensive to rout Islamist insurgents from Aleppo, Syria's second largest city. And here's Allison Muse reports the plan follows Syria and Russia's joint success in Palmyra.
A battle to retake Aleppo city and countryside will be very different from Palmyra, which was held only by ISIS. Russia, Syria, the U.S., and others all agree on the necessity of defeating ISIS. But in Aleppo, a patchwork of opposition factions hold sway in different areas. These include forces backed by the U.S., which could complicate any military operations in the area. Russia last month announced a partial withdrawal from Syria, but it continues to provide key backing for regime offensives. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
TransCanada restarted its Keystone Oil pipeline today. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the cross-border pipeline was shut down for the past week after a leak in South Dakota.
The leak was reported more than a week ago, and before it was repaired Saturday afternoon, nearly 17,000 gallons of oil seeped into a South Dakota field. South Dakota's Natural Resources Department says the impact of the spill appears to be limited to the soil around the pipeline.